Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Thank you for joining me again today. And here we are once again here on Blog Talk Radio and ready to talk about grace and the grace of God. The grace of God, you'll hear me say it often, it is so wonderful that the half has never, ever been told. Also today, we're going to talk about grace and the number five. As many of you know, the number five is God's number for grace. Just as seven is the number for culmination and completion, and there are those who will tell you also that the number three denotes completion, but I know biblically that seven is completion, culmination, and five is grace. So we're going to talk today about that powerful number five and the grace of God. You see, it is just so vitally important that we do that. Because, well, I have a personal testimony, I have a personal thing, if you will, with that number five and grace, and I'm going to share that with you a little bit, too, when it comes to my life specifically, personally. But I do want to tell you that we, I believe, are upon a spiritual pathway. Our life is a journey. It's a journey of blessing. I believe it's a journey that leads us towards truly being a blessing one to another, helping one another, showing that love that Jesus, Yeshua, spoke of when he said that we should love one another as the great commandment. We, those of us who are believers, we know for sure, and as a matter of fact, that God is fully and truly and completely in control, and it's all by grace. We have our beginning and ending in grace, our lives dependent, because it is by the grace of God that we even draw a breath and have these lives. In fact, the grace of God is so wonderful, the half has never been told. I am Miam A.T. Coleman. My date of birth is the 10th month, the 15th day in 1955. My social security number ends in 5. There are exactly 15 letters in my birth name, Anthony T. Coleman. At 5 months old, my grandmother rescued me from the police station where my mother had left me upon the sergeant's desk and ran out the door and began to raise me. And as I said in previous programs, she is now 103 years old and powerfully strong, just as feisty as ever, y'all. But at 5 years old, I fell 2 stories off a Philadelphia-style brownstone that used to have porches on the back. And on the second floor, there was a porch. I leaned on that railing at 5, and I fell 2 stories and broke my neck. Should have died or been paraplegic or at least some physical ailment of some kind or some malady from it, but no, that did not happen. The grace of God, once again in my life, shone forth, and I have not, to this day, had any kind of problem from that break in my neck. Like I said, death, being paraplegic, somehow just physically in a bad way, if you will, from the fall. None of that happened, and I know it's because of the grace of God in my life. The grace of God has allowed me to live with no physical impairment from the fall whatsoever. For 10 years of gang life, through 10 years of the United States military, through 10 years of moving and going and doing and living and being, and these are different 10-year segments, being and doing things in a way that no one who has ever broken their neck should be able to do. I will be exactly 65, here's the five, I will be 65 years old this year, 2020, October 15th, I will be 65. On the fifth day of the fifth month in the year 2000, again, the grace of God in the five, I heard the Lord say unto me, because I was going through one of those periods that we go through whenever we know for sure that God has given us something to say, if God has called our name, if God has truly called you to be an orator or speak that word, you will go through, believe that, and you're going to go through much for his name's sake. Glory to God. But during one of those times, God spoke to me and gave me what I needed to continue on to fight the good fight of faith. And what that was on the fifth day of the fifth month in the year 2000, as I said, I heard God say, I have called you, my eternal image and affirmation, mankind. Me, I am my eternal image and affirmation, mankind. And I have much to say as you, and as my sign unto you, I want you to turn your head to the sky and see that I have placed five planets in a straight line. This is a sign that you can see and know that I am leading and guiding you as I told you I would, and all ways of truth and righteousness for my name's sake. Name I am, the grace of God, that is you. If you look it up, if you Google that, you will see that on May 5th in the year 2000, that the planets were in a straight line, and in fact, there were five of them in a straight line for the first time in well over 2,000 years. On May 5th, 2000. Go check it out. You know, peace, the word truth, faith, the name Jesus, Moses, the name human, the name being, the word earth and water are all five letters, the grace of God. The name Miam, M-E-I-A-M, Miam, Miam, is also five letters, my eternal image and affirmation, mankind, five letters. It is the manifestation of God. We, mankind, in human form, we are the manifestation of God, the humanity of us. The word being, as in human being, is five letters. Human is five letters. We are the grace of God. God in flesh, also five letters. By grace, we humans have five fingers on each hand, that we may know and touch this world and be able to interact with it. We have five toes on each foot that we may stand upright and know this world, touch it, and interact with it. And we have our five senses of life that give us that grace of God that is our lives. We have a sense of smell, sight, taste, touch, and hearing. We also have the grace of God in those five senses, and the grace, I say this often, the grace is in your face. God has given us one set of eyes, one nose, one mouth, and two ears, the five of the grace of God that's keeping you alive, the five senses that are tied to the five, how did I say it, the five that's in your face. For the five is truly in your face. It's in this place. The Apostle Paul heard God say, my grace is sufficient, in 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. There were five things that Paul was asking God about. They were infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecutions, and distresses. Then the book of John states in 1:17 that grace and truth came by Jesus. Notice that truth, grace, and Jesus are all five letters. Then in Isaiah talks about the five things that Christ would be called: wonderful, counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Again, in Isaiah 9:6, we see grace. In John 7:45 and 53, we see the grace of God. Ephesians 2:4-8, Romans 6:4-5, and 23, they all speak of the grace of God. In fact, anywhere in the Bible, in the B-I-B-L-E, the basic instructions before leaving earth, anywhere that you see that grace, anywhere that you see five people, places, or things, you will see the grace of God. It's there for you, if that's why you can see it. No one, I repeat this, no one, none of the ones can return to the presence of God without divine grace. For you see, it's by grace that we live, it's by grace that we survive, it's by grace that we're here. It's truly by the grace of God that all things pertaining to humanity and mankind are in existence. Let me let you in on another little something about the grace of God. It was by grace that each and every human being on the planet received the infilling of the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God, because that's mankind. You see, in Genesis, where it says mankind, by grace, was created in the image and likeness of God, male and female, by grace, that's mankind in the image and likeness of God. But then mankind was given, was robed in, was placed in, housed in the temple of the Most High God, which is the human body, which is humanity. And mankind became a living soul. And God breathed the breath of God into the human and made him the living soul by virtue of mankind inhabiting that body. I want to share much, much more with you as we go along, and we will continue grace and speaking about grace every day at 5 right here on Blog Talk Radio for our 15 minutes of grace. Please join me again tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and we will talk more about the matter of grace, God's grace. There was a song that came out some years back, and the young lady said, it was about bass and treble. Now, my being a musician, I really got that about bass, about the bass and the treble. But I now know that song in another way that I didn't know then. And it's about that grace, that grace, that grace. No trouble. That grace. It's all about the grace. That grace. That grace. No trouble. Amen? Amen. I've got about 2 minutes left on my 15 minutes of grace with you today. But I want to take a minute here to say, no matter what happens from day to day, know this, God's got you. No matter what goes on from day to day, know this, that the grace of God will keep you. Know for sure, without any doubt or whatsoever, the grace of God will keep you. So I'm going to go ahead and close today. And I want you to pray, always, always pray, and seek God's face. And know the love of God. And know God by grace. Amen. 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 God bless you. We'll talk to you next time. GRACE Grace Baby. What it's all about for me. Peace and blessings.